I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Last week, a rumor circulated that the two sides of Sudan's civil war were engaged in indirect peace talks at the U.S. Capitol. But then Sudan's Transitional Sovereignty Council denied the regional media outlet reports. Here's Reverend Toot Kony from Greater Reach Incorporated.
We hope that something is happening. We will pray for that. But in the real sense, the war is intensifying, even with drone, with air bombardment.
The 2.5-year war has displaced about 12 million people and left 30 million in need of humanitarian aid. Kony says Muslims see Christians risking their lives to bring food to the needy, and it opens the door for the gospel. If you have supported the gospel work of Sudanese believers, Kony thanks you. Please pray for peace in the nation and for courage for the emerging church. Then, Mission Cry sent 20,000 Bible booklets into Cebu, Philippines this spring, where some were used to minister to former inmates. Recently, Mission Cry heard the miraculous story of how God protected their team in a makeshift boat in the Philippine Sea. Jason Wolford says,
they had too many men, too many booklets, and the propeller had hit a rock and broken off. And of course, just then a storm sets in, and as the storm was coming over them, they said it was chaos everywhere. But the Lord was protecting them. They said they watched the storm literally pass over the island and around them, and they knew that God was protecting them.
Despite facing spiritual warfare, this important distribution work advances the gospel. Please pray for change in the lives of those who get the materials and learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.